奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起啊，继续来查考圣经。
Hello, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Bible together.
下午继续来谈一谈啊，亲爱的，我要将这些事啊，常常提醒你们。
And this afternoon, we'll continue to study, beloved, I will remind you always of these things.
啊，彼得后书，我们现在请翻开彼得后书。
Let us now turn to 2 Peter.
我们今天早上从彼得前书啊，看了他的两个提醒。
This morning, we studied 1 Peter and looked at his two reminders.
第一个，我们就是在地上是客旅，我们是在这个地面上聚居的人。
The first is that on this earth, we are but foreigners and we are temporary here.
所以我们要很了解我们自己的身份，千万不要把我们的重点放错位置。
And therefore, we must realize our status here and not place our goals on the wrong places.
不管我们在这个世上有多少成就，累积多少财富，都是暂时的。
And regardless of how much accomplishment and successes we accomplish on this earth, they are all temporary.
不管我们在这里有多幸福，有一天都会过去。
Regardless of how joyous we are on earth, one day will all pass away.
或者是我们在地上这段日子有多苦，我们日子有多么不堪，也都是暂时的而已。
Or even if on this earth, our days are filled with tribulations, it is all but temporary.
有人的生命真的是过得很辛苦。
There are some people whose lives are indeed very bitter.
但是其实如果仔细想一想，有些人其实比我们更辛苦，不是吗？
But if we truly think about it, are not there other people who lead more difficult lives than we do?
我们总是会觉得我们自己很辛苦，但其实通常都是这样子，比上不足，比下有余。
And often we consider our lives very difficult, but there are people who are harder lives than we do.
我们如果到比较落后的地方去，我们就发现在美国的生活真的很幸福。
And if we go to more undeveloped third world countries, we realize that our life in the United States is very content.
但是不管我们是幸福还是很比较辛苦，这都是暂时的而已。
But regardless of whether our lives are satisfactory or whether they're disappointing, these are all temporary.
所以我们只是暂，我们只是寄居的人而已啦。
And so we are temporary dwellers on this earth.
我们一定要确定我们是将来能够回到天国去的人。
And we need to be certain that in the future we can go to heaven.
因为那个在天上的才是永存的。
Because what is in heaven is what is eternal.
这个国度，主耶稣要给我们的这个将来的产业是不会衰残。不会朽坏然后不会过去的，永存的。
And this kingdom, this inheritance that God is about to give to us is everlasting, and it is something that will not go wrong.
那第二个，我们早上提到，有火炼的试验临到我们的时候，不要以为奇怪。
And the second is that when things happen to us, we should not consider it out of the ordinary.
有火炼的试验表示这个考验呢是会让我们受苦的。
But rather, this represents tests that will refine us.
那这个用火在烧就是要熬炼我们的杂质让我们更纯。
And using a fire to refine us allows us to be more pure.
所以我们在主耶稣基督里面立志要敬虔过日子的人都要经历这样的苦难。
And so, if we are to continue our lives in Jesus Christ, we will encounter these difficulties.
当我们有这样的一个心理装备的时候，我们面对的我们就容易度过。
And when we are prepared in heart for this, then we will be able to overcome this tribulation.
因为其实我们的意志力或我们的思想会决定我们的日子是要怎样过的。
Because really, our attitude and our belief will determine how we live our lives.
所以我们明白我们寄居的日子里面会有苦难。
So we need to understand that the lives we lead on this earth will indeed have difficulty.
那我们在这里这一段日子虽然短暂，虽然会受苦，但是我们又不是没有方向，我们不是没有准则的人。
And even though our temporary lives on this earth will encounter tribulation, it does not mean that we have a direction.
主耶稣基督他留下给我们他一个非常清楚的教训。
And Jesus Christ gave us a very clear teaching.
让我们在世上的生活可以非常的稳定。
That our lives on this earth are very sure.
我们现在请大家翻开彼得后书第三章。
And now let us look together to 2 Peter.
我们来进入第三个提醒。
And we will study the third reminder.
第三章的第二节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 2.
第一节一起读好了。亲爱的弟兄啊。
Verse 1.
我现在写给你们的是第二封信。这两封都是要提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。第二节。
Verse 2.
要叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话， 和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。这里提到说，亲爱的啊，他写的信说，就是要你们要纪念有一些事情要记住的。
And this passage states that, beloved, this epistle or letter that I'm writing to you are things that you must remember.
哦，所以他透过文字啊，把它写下来，让这些教导可以不断的每一个世代都一直重复在读在思想。
And so through the written form, Peter wrote a letter so that the generations after can continue to reflect on this.
他是要提醒众人，他说这个信就是要提醒我们，要激发我们诚实的心呢。
And this epistle is to remind us to continue to have pure minds.
有一个诚实的心要做什么呢？
And what is the purpose of having a pure heart and a pure mind?
他说要我们纪念这个众先知他们所讲过的话。
It is for us to be mindful of the words that were spoken by the prophets before us.
还有主耶稣基督他所留给我们的命令。
And also the commandment that Jesus Christ has left for us.
那这个主的命令是借着使徒所传给众圣徒的。
And now this commandment is given to us by the holy prophets.
哦，所以我们现在要去思想，要去记住神的命令跟先知他们所讲的信息。
And now we must remember the commandment that Jesus Christ gave to us and also the news the prophets gave to us.
那这个就是今天我们在读圣经的时候呢，你看我们旧约新约都一起读了哈。
And today as we read the Bible, you see that we will read the New and the Old Testament.
我们并没有说旧约就过去了，所以我们不需要读了。
And we do not consider the Old Testament gone because the past is gone.
我们旧约从旧约圣经我们就看到，哦，原来神计划是这么完美。
And from the Old Testament, we realize that the plans of God is indeed so wonderful.
那新约圣经主耶稣的教训，使徒的教训。
And from the New Testament, we learned about the teaching of Jesus Christ and of the prophets and apostles.
我们新旧约这样读圣经的时候，我们就发现新约圣经真的就是旧约圣经预言的实现。
And in reading the entire Bible, we realize the New Testament manifests the prophecies of the Old Testament.
啊，所以你看新旧约互相印证。
And so the Old and the New Testament must be read and occur together.
主耶稣的命令跟使徒他们所解释的跟所留给我们的教训是一致的。
And Jesus' commandments and the teachings of the prophets are one and the same.
哦，所以使徒他们所讲的并不是他们自己的意见呢。
And so what the apostles said was not their own way of thinking.
他们其实是把主耶稣的命令旧约的信息解释得更清楚。
But rather they further explained the teachings of Jesus Christ.
这个就是我们今天要常常记在心上的。
And this is something that we must remember today in our hearts.
我们知道彼得他虽然一开始被主耶稣选召的时候，他是个渔夫啊，哦，他是个渔夫 ，fisherman。
We know that when Peter initially was called by the Lord, he was a fisherman.
他当时候在这些文士、这些祭司长的眼中，是一个没有经过律法正式教育的无学小民。
And in the eyes of the other people who were more educated, he was looked down upon.
他们觉得说彼得这个只是一个普通老百姓，也没有读过什么律法的教育，哎，他怎么会懂这些东西呢？
And other people considered Peter but a civilian, he was not well versed, and how could he know these things?
但其实你看彼得啊，他在传福音的过程当中啊，那主耶稣就加给他很多，真的跟随很多很多的知识。他的那个智慧越来越 增多。
But really, in the career of Peter, Jesus added to him more wisdom and knowledge.
透过圣灵哦，那神就加给他更多的恩赐，为了要造就教会。
And through the Holy Spirit of Lord Jesus, Peter was able to edify the church.
那是彼得后书、彼得前书啊，他们懂得原文的人，他们在看他这个写作的时候，那个文学的他的文字表达的那个。这个程度了哈，就是说他的文学的造诣了。
And the people who study the Bible have looked at the reading level of 1st and 2nd Peter.
他们发现那个彼得前书他的写作的风格比较精炼，就是说他写的好像文学性的功力比较高。
And 1st Peter, it seems as if the writing and the technicality of it is higher.
那有可能是因为彼得前书是彼得讲，然后那个希拉帮他记下来，把他修饰过。
And it may be that in writing 1 Peter, Peter dictated it, and there was someone else who wrote it for him.
哦，那这是五章第十二节那里说那个希拉哈，他把这个信 转给兄弟希拉，要由他去转达。
As it is written in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 12, Silvanus was able to write and express it for Peter.
那其实他这个转达这个是后面加上去的，是透过希拉，然后把这个信哦，把它完成的。
And so the epistle of 1 Peter went through Silvanus and was completed in this manner.
那希拉因为他在使徒行传第十五章里面特别强调，他是当时候在教会里面做先知的，然后也是在百姓当中做首领的。
And Acts chapter 15 says that Silvanus at the time was a prophet.
啊，所以他感觉上应该是希拉，他有他的写作的那个影响，就是希拉把他写的文字表达的更完美。
And so it is evident that in 1 Peter there is the influence of the writing of Silvanus.
那但是彼得后书呢，就有点不太一样。
And compared to 2 Peter, it is a little bit different.
但是彼得后书应该就是彼得原始的著作。
But really, 2 Peter is the original writing and expression of Peter.
那他们是觉得说，其实彼得后书他的希腊文写作的那个程度也很高的。
But in Hebrews, they consider the writing in Greek. They consider the writing of 2 Peter to be quite high too.
所以你看，那彼得他本来是个渔夫哈，但是他现在写信哈，让大家觉得说，哎，他还蛮有水准的。
And so even though Peter was once a fisherman, in his writing we consider him to be very high.
因为他重点就是要表达主耶稣基督的教训呢。
Because the most important thing he wanted to convey was the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他不是在创作一个什么文学作品呢。
And he was not trying to make a scholarly work.
但是所以他要把主耶稣的教训把它留下来。
And so he wanted to lay ahead the teaching of Jesus.
我们看彼得后书第一章的第十二节。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
这里特别提到说他要提醒这些事情给众圣徒嘛。
And here it stresses that he wants to keep those reminders for the believers.
然后第十三节是说
Verse 13 says,
我以为应该趁我还在这个帐篷的时候要提醒你们激发你们。十三节。
13. Yes, I think it is right as long as I am in this tent to stir you up by reminding you.
好，所以这是其实是彼得他快要离世以前他觉得赶快要把它写下来。
And so before Peter was about to leave this earth, he knew that he had to write these things down.
14节，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣所指示我的。
14. Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
哦，那是主耶稣在约翰福音21章，他复活之后向彼得他们显现，特别提到以后彼得会被捆绑，被带到他所不愿意去的地方。
And this was what was said in John 21 that after Jesus was resurrected, what would happen to Peter?
哦，那所以当时候主耶稣说预言彼得他晚年的时候的遭遇了。
And so at that time Jesus had prophesied what would happen to Peter at the end of his life.
现在彼得所经历的，正如主耶稣所讲的了。
And so Peter knew that this would happen according to what was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，所以他现在知道他的时间快到了。
And so he understood that his time was near.
第十五节说
，Verse 15 says，
并且呢，我要尽心竭力，要使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
15. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
那是什么事啊
？And so what is this matter that they talk about？
那其实就是彼得他写下来这前后书里面的信息。
And it is the message, the episode that is recorded in the 1st and 2nd Peter.
那其实他们后来在查考这个圣经的历史的时候，发现包括马可福音里面的内容。
And so in studying the content of 1st and 2nd Peter, it encompasses what is written in the book of Mark.
因为一般圣经学者他们相信马可福音应该就是彼得口述由马可记录下来的。
And so the biblical scholars say that the book of Mark is what is stated by Peter, and Mark was able to transcribe it.
马可福音应该就是所有四个福音书里面最先完成的。
And so the book of Mark was of the four gospels what was first completed.
那也就是在因为彼得他据考究呢是在公元66年左右的时候为主殉道的。
And so Peter started preaching the gospel for Jesus in
他死是在66年的时候。
He died in the year 66.
好，那所以他之前呢，他就发现，哎，主耶稣的这些教训，他的这些神迹的事呢，如果没有把它记录下来呢，这些使徒死了之后就失传了。
And Peter understood that if he did not record everything down, that it would be lost.
所以当时候彼得他就很急的要把主耶稣的这些 经过他的教训把他留下记录了。
And so Peter was very fervent in recording all of the teachings of Jesus Christ.
所以他尽心竭力的把他从主所领受的、所听到的、所见到的，要把它记录。
And so everything he experienced, everything he learned and heard, he was able to record down.
然后就留下了这他两卷这两封信。
And what is left is the first and second Peter.
然后包括马可福音里面这个主耶稣基督他像一个仆人一样来服侍众人的这些过程。
But also the book of Mark in serving the believers, the process of this.
所以你看彼得他说他尽心竭力，他在要死以前他都没有放松的。
And so in Peter's life, we see that even before his death, he did not take it easy.
所以这个我们就看到说，有时候写下一些记录啊，一些文章很重要。
And so from this, we learn that sometimes recording simple things is very important.
有时候我们话讲一讲，讲过就忘记了。
And sometimes when we say something, when the time has passed, we forget what we have said.
但是如果我们把它写下来以后，以后的后代人就可以看到了。
But if we write it down, then the generations after us can come back to it.
有时候连那个连用照相的都还没有文字能够传那么久。
And sometimes even photographs cannot stand as long as what is written.
你看我们现在所看的圣经这些记录都是几千年前的事了。
And then we know that the Bible that we read today happened so many thousands of years ago.
当时候如果没有他们留下来这些神的话语，我们今天就真的像大海捞针一样，找不到是神的旨意在哪里了。
And at the time, if they did not record everything in the Bible, then today we will be lost as if in the big sea.
那所以呢，你看这个文字，这些记录很有影响力的。
And we understand that the recording of the written word is very influential.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们今天如果有什么样从主领受的蒙恩见证，我们一定要把它写下来。
So brothers and sisters, if we have any personal experiences and testimonies with the Lord, we need to write it down.
要趁着我们都还能够思想头脑都很清楚的时候，一定要把它留下一些记录来。
When our mind is still very clear and we are still able to record some of our experiences.
我们每一个家庭都是一个故事。
Every one of our families is one story.
为什么我们会来信耶稣？
Why do we come to believe in Jesus?
在这么多教会当中，为什么我们会来到真耶稣教会？
Among all these different churches, why do we choose to come to the true Jesus Church?
我们来到真耶稣教会之后，我们为什么愿意一代一代的把这个信仰传下去？
And in coming to the true Jesus Church, why were we willing to come here generation after generation?
我们经过了这么多的患难，但是我们还没有离开，我们还是坚持在主耶稣里面，为什么？
And encountering so many tribulations, why have we continued to believe in the Lord?
这当中我们一定有很多信仰的体验。
And in these questions, we will for sure have many personal experiences.
这些体验我们要把它留下记录。
And these spiritual experiences we need to record.
那我们一定要想办法把它写下来，让我们的后代子孙也可以看得到。
And we need to find a way to record them so that our generations after us can be able to read it.
所以当我们教会时间久了以后，
So after many years has passed within our church,
我们后代的人他们才看到原来几十年前我们的这些属灵的前辈他们是这样走过来的。
The generations after us can refer to what is written and understand our walk of faith.
那我们所走过这个痕迹呢，对他们来说就像围着他们的云彩一样了。
And what we have went through will be like a path guiding them.
让他们时常都可以看到原来神的恩典一直都与我们同在。
So they can recognize that the grace of God has continued to be with us.
你看主耶稣基督以前、现在、以后都一样，都没有改变。
We know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以，我们每一个家庭的蒙恩见证，我们每一个人的信仰的体验，一定要把它写下来。
So the testimony of every family and every person has to be written down.
有时候我们会觉得说，那我不会写啊，我这个文笔很差。
And sometimes we may think to ourselves, I don't know how to write, and I am not very well with the written word.
那我们这个笔不太好，不太灵光，别人的笔可以啊。
And I'm not very good at writing, but other people are better than I am.
所以就要看效法像彼得，他用讲的，别人帮他写。
And so we need to emulate what Peter did, that he was able to dictate it, and other people wrote it for him.
所以有时候我们用口述的，请别人帮我们记录下来。
And so sometimes we can use the spoken word, so other people can write it down.
然后把它写出的变成一个比较通顺的文章，大家可以流传给后边人看的。
And what is written is more fluent, so that the following generations can be able to return to it.
所以如果真的要做圣工，我们教会有好多工作可以做的。
And so if truly we are willing to do holy work, there's many types of holy work we can do in the church.
当年轻的一代，他如果听到亲身去听到了长辈他们的信仰历程以后。
And if the younger generation is able to hear the experiences of the older generation,
其实他们的信仰会被激励的，就像这里彼得说的，我要借着这些信来激励你们，来提醒你们。
Their faith will be encouraged.
哦，所以我们在口述的时候，其实就在传扬这个信仰，让这个信仰可以传承下来。
And so even in the spoken word, we are passing on the faith to the younger generations.
所以彼得他说，他要把这些事呢，在我去世以后，人家还可以时常纪念去想到。
And that's why Peter said that I will ensure always that you have a reminder of these things after my decease.
那第后书三章的第二节，他这里特别强调说，这个是先知所说的话，就是先知的预言跟主耶稣的命令。
And now 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 2 specifically states that this is God's commandments and what the holy prophet stated.
所以我们今天要心里面要常常纪念 要去存放的是这些神的命令。
And so today in our minds and our hearts, what must reside is what is spoken by the prophets and the commandments of the Lord.
现在这个社会，这个是资讯 太多的时代了。
And the society we live in today is we have an overload of information.
有时候，我们去装了一些不必要的知识啊。
And at times we have a certain knowledge that we do not need to know.
我们有些年轻人，那对那个什么现在流行歌曲啊，那个什么歌啊，什么歌词啊，哇，好熟啊，他们都可以背起来。
And now the younger generation, there are some individuals who are very familiar with the songs of the culture.
或者是什么电影啊，哪些人的什么什么生活那些细节都记得很清楚。
And they remember very well various movies or lives of celebrities.
有一些什么明星，他们喜爱的什么颜色啊，开什么车啦，哇，棒球，运动明星的这些生活是，哇，他们都如数家珍啊，都很清楚。
And they know very well the lives of celebrities and sports stars, including their favorite color.
他知道这些实在是没有什么用。
But in knowing these things, this is very futile.
那其实这些东西没有什么价值。
And there is not much value to knowing this.
应该要把这些精神、这些记忆，把它来放进、来记住神所讲的话了。
And we should put our attention span instead to remembering the words that are spoken by Jesus.
然后能够记住圣经里面所讲的这个救恩是这么样的美好了。
And to remember that in the Bible, the salvation that is stated here is so wonderful.
因为如果我们今天用一点心，其实我们是可以把圣经记起来的。
Because today, if we have some determination and use our heart, we can remember what is written in the Bible.
比如说我们在读圣经，我们这样一卷一卷书读过。
And for instance, if we read the Bible, we read verse by verse, chapter by chapter.
我们在彼得前书之前所读的哪一卷书，我们还记得吗？
And before when we read 1 Peter, do you remember any of the verses?
我们彼得前书之前是读哪一卷？
And 1 Peter, what did we read?
那一卷书又讲什么？
And in those chapters and verses, what do we speak of?
有时候我们可能刚刚读过就忘记是读什么了。
And sometimes, right after we read it, we forget it.
我们彼得前书是之前应该是读约珥书嘛，哈，约珥Joel。
So 1 Peter, we were reading about Joel.
对不对？那约珥书之前是读什么书
？And after that, what did we read? Before that, what did we read?
那一卷书又讲什么？
And what did that book record?
其实如果我们真的有用心，我们会去想说，这一卷书我读过，我到底学什么东西？
If we truly are dedicated, then we can remember what we read and the content of what we read.
有没有一些经文是我们把它记起来的？
Are there any verses that we have remembered?
那如果我们真的有用心，我们就会圣经的那个这些道理就越来越熟悉。
And if we are really determined, then we will be more well versed in the teachings of the Bible.
所以这里说我们要有把心思我们的这些脑筋用在记住神的话语上面。
And so here it states that we need to commit our minds to the words of Jesus.
不用去记一些社会新闻呢。
And not remember the temporary news of society.
不要去记住一些社会上的一些很多事，那些东西不需要这么样的。这么样的用心呢？
Because those things do not need our attention.
但是其实是真的要用心在神的话语上。
But what needs our immediate attention is the word of God.
你看，我们现在看一下哥林多前书第十一章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章看第二节。
11 verse
2. 十一章第二节说：“我称赞你们，因为你们凡事纪念我，又坚守我所传给你们的。”
Verse 2, Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you.
我们知道那个哥林多教会很多问题，所以保罗写信的时候骂他们骂得一塌糊涂。
And so we know that the church of Corinth had many problems, and so when Paul was writing a letter to them, he was rebuking them.
但是有关于记住神的话这件事情， 保罗这里说他我称赞你们。
But for the church of Corinth to remember the word of God, Paul was praising them for this.
他说因为你们凡事都纪念我，又坚守我所教传给你们的了。
Because Paul said, you remember me all these things, and you keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you.
所以这些得救的道理啊，这些主耶稣的教训，哎，这些。其实这些哥林多教会的信徒，他们都记住了。
And so the teaching of Jesus, that brings about salvation, the church of Corinth was able to remember.
那这个就是可以赞许的地方。
And this is a point that is worthy of praise.
所以今天我们要把我们的这个心思意念用来记住神的命令。
And so today we need to use all our attention to remember the promise of Jesus.
主耶稣给我们很多的应许。
And Jesus gave us many promises.
他同时给我们命令。
And he gave us many things that he wants to see.
要求我们。过一个怎么样的生活，圣经写得很清楚。
And the Bible says very clearly what kind of life he wants us to lead.
我们如果记住了，我们在生活当中就有一个标准，我们就有一把尺在心里面。
If we remember this, we have a standard to live our life.
那所以每一天我们都有一个标准啊，我们就会调整我们自己 的脚步。
And so every day, because we have the standard, we can adjust our steps.
这样子，我们每一天都在进步。
And in that way, day by day, we are able to improve.
也是每一天都在行道理。
And every day, we are able to keep the gospel.
那这样子，这个信仰就是活泼的。
And in this way, our hope will be living.
哦，所以信仰不是来到教会的时候啊，才好像有那么一回事。
Because our faith is not only alive when we come to church.
是每一天。通通在经历信仰的生活。
But rather we live a life that is faithful.
所以这个叫做把信仰生活化。
And so this means that we are living a life of hope.
那这个要记住神的话语就是一个前提。我们没有记住神的话语，我怎么知道我的生活是合乎真理还是没有合乎真理呢？
And the first thing we must do is to remember the words of God.
好，所以我们这个就是彼得他说，我要你们啊，要能够记住啊这些纪念神的这些命令。
And so that is why Peter said that I want you to remember these things.
好，再看回来彼得后书第三章。
Let us turn back to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
我们现在看第八节。
Now let us look at verse 8.
第八节他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可以忘记啊，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day.
好，你看在这里特别提到说，亲爱的哈，有一件事情你不可以忘，就是一定要记住啊。
And here it specifically states, beloved, do not forget this.
啊，就是主的时间，主他的时间跟我们人间的时间不一样，神有他自己的时候。
But the timing of the Lord is different from our timing, and the Lord has his own timing.
不可以忘记啊，主他。等候我们宽容我们这段时间是要我们做什么
And to not forget that in waiting the Lord wants us to do certain things.
因为当时候有人他们在质疑说主耶稣再来这件事情好像只是说说而已不是真的
Because at that time some people believed that the Lord's second coming was just something to be said. It would not be manifested.
这个也就是末世有些好讥笑的人他们 会来质疑这个真理的原因之一的
But this is also part of the false teachers that is prophecy that they will distort the truth.
哦，因为我们看第五节哈，三章五节。
If we look at 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 5.
他说第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己的私欲出来讥笑，说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样的。
Verse 5, for this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water.
啊，那表示当时候有人就说，哎，主耶稣说没有再来啊，他这个应许在哪里？好像天地都一样。什么说要毁灭？没有那一回事的。
And it means that some people believed that what was prophesied by God before did not happen, and they begin to doubt this word.
那其实这些人他们是故意忘记。这个神的道理的。
But these individuals, they purposely forgot the teaching of God.
哦，所以第五节他才说，他们故意忘记哦，从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。
And so verse 5, it says that they willfully forget how the word of God created the heavens and the earth.
那就表示，你看，因为有人忘记，故意忘记，他所以讲出讥笑的话。
And because these people willfully forgot, they were able to say such blasphemous things.
那这个时候，彼得他提醒我们每一个人，他说：“不可以忘记， 主他的时候，他有他自己定的时候了。
And that's why Peter said to not forget what God has told us, that the Lord has his own timing.
是的，从太古以来，就是这个天地是用神的话造成的，所以这个有一个创造的起头。
And the beginning of creation started with the word of God that created the heavens and the earth.
第五节特别提到说，这个地是由水出来的，就是主那个创世纪里面记载这个天地形成的过程。这个地是因为海分开，水退下来，地就冒出来，所以地跟水就出现了，有海洋，有陆地。
And verse 5 says that the earth came out of the water came out of the earth just as it is recorded in Genesis chapter 1.
好，然后这个一开始的天地呢，到第六节说，当时的世界就被水淹没，就消灭了，就是洪水。挪亚那个时代洪水的故事了。
In verse 6, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water, was a story of the Red Sea and the story of Noah.
那到第七节说，但现在的天地还是凭着那个命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，被火焚烧。
And 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
所以我们现在的天地跟从挪亚那个时代以后一直都到现在都一样了。
And so the heavens and the earth have the same from the time of Noah until now.
但是现在的天地他说是凭着神的命令还存留着。
But now the earth and the heavens are still preserved because of the Lord.
要直留到最后那一天末日的时候，审判来到的时候，就这个就有一个结束了。
And it will continue to be preserved by that same word of the Lord until the last day.
所以这里提到说，我们 要记住，不可以忘记 主再来的日子是他自己定的时候，我们不会知道是哪一天。
And that's why here it specifically states we need to forget, and we cannot forget the day of the Lord.
但是他还没有来以前，不能够去质疑他所讲的话是不是真的。
And before the day of the Lord comes, we cannot doubt whether his word is true.
反过来是要看到为什么主耶稣一直延迟没有来的原因在哪里。
And we cannot try to reason why the Lord has not yet come.
要去揣摩说为什么神他一直让这个天地还存留住了。
And to continue to doubt and question why the Lord continues to let the heaven and the earth remain.
而不是去质疑说他讲的应许是真的还假的。
We cannot try to decipher whether the promise of the Lord is true or false.
因为主耶稣他的神的时间跟我们人的时间不同。
Because the timing of the Lord is different from the timing of ourselves.
那第九节说。
And so 9 says.
主所应许的还未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是要宽容你们，不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
那表示说，其实这个主耶稣还没有来，这段时间就是要给我们一个机会，所以希望每一个人都能够最后能够进神的国度，所以神的意思是要每一个人都得救了。
And this means that the Lord has not yet come because he wants to give everyone more time so that they can be saved.
所以这里就看到神的心了。
And so in this passage, we see the heart of the Lord.
所以主耶稣在等候这段时间，我们不要误解他的意思。
And so in this period that we are waiting for the Jesus, we cannot misunderstand his intention.
这就是彼得他特别提醒我们每个人说不可以忘记的。
And this is specifically what Peter reminds every one of us to not forget.
就是主耶稣现在是在等候我们每一个人都能够改变，然后可以得救。
That Jesus is waiting for every one of us to change and to receive salvation.
所以不要去质疑主的话，不要去怀疑他的爱。
And so for us to not distort the word of Jesus and to doubt his love.
那一天一定会来到。
Because that day will indeed come.
他第十节说，那一天会像贼一样，在你没有预期的时候就出现的。
Verse 10 says the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
他说那一天，他说天地有响声，然后就废去了，有形质的就被烈火消化了。
And that day the heavens will pass away with a great noise and the elements will melt.
所以这一段等候神宽容的时间，我们应该要改变自己。第十一节说，我们要成为圣洁，要敬虔过日子的。
And so in this period of time when we are waiting for the second coming of the Lord, verse 11 says we must be holy, conduct ourselves with conduct and godliness.
第十二节说我们要切切地仰望那个日子来到。
And verse 12 says we must hasten the coming of the day of God.
那个日子来到就是这个新天新地真正实现的时候。
And that coming of the day is when the new heavens and the new earth will come.
这里第十三节说我们所照他的应许盼望新天新地有预基在其中。
Verse 13, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
这个新天新地不是说将来还有一个新的土地让我们大家都住在那边，不是那个这个真正的物质的土地了。
And this new heaven and a new earth does not mean that there will be a tangible new heaven and new earth that we will live in.
这里新天新地应该是属灵的。
But rather, this new heaven and new earth is spiritual.
因为你看一开始神创造那个天地有一个过去有一个天地。
And in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, there was a temporary and an eternal heavenly kingdom.
那个天地已经洪水之前，洪水之后就把它灭一次了。
And the heavens and the earth were destroyed one time during the Red Sea.
我们现不是 Red Sea， 就是那个洪水。
During the flood.
对，那个。我们现在的天地还存留嘛？
And now we are still living in the heaven and the earth.
但是这个天地也要过去。
But this heaven and this earth will one day pass.
那将来还有一个新天新地。
And in the future there will be another new heaven and new earth.
那这个新天新地就是属灵的了。
And this new heaven and new earth will be spiritual.
这个就是讲神的国，属灵的天国了。
And this refers to Jesus' kingdom, what is spiritual.
有义居在其中的。
And there is something that is everlasting.
就是有意思 righteousness，
就是
主耶稣基督就这里面的王了。我们真的是在跟主耶稣永远同住了。
And in this new heaven and this new earth, Jesus Christ is the King.
那这个表示就是属灵的天国，荣耀天国。
And this, what this means is the spiritual righteous kingdom.
所以我们盼望这个神的国来到。
And for this reason, we hope for the coming of Jesus' kingdom.
那这一天一定会来的啦，不知道哪一天而已啦。
This day will indeed come. We just do not know when it will be.
所以我们不可以去浪费神宽容我们世人这段美好的时间。
And so we cannot take advantage of Jesus giving us more time.
我们要改变，能够真的追求圣洁。
But rather we need to change ourselves and pursue what is holy.
我们一定要去了解神要求我们的敬虔是什么。
And we need to fully understand the will that God has for us.
我们要不断地去追求我们灵性的成长。
And we need to continue to pursue the growth of our spirituality.
所以这件事情不可以忘，有一个末日会来到的。
And so this is something we cannot forget that the end will soon come.
那所以今天有些人他们在质疑这个最后末日的审判呢。
And so some people in talking about the judgment of the end day.
因为有一些异端他们说没有地狱的。
There are some false teachers who say that there is no hell.
神是爱，神这么样的有怜悯，他怎么会忍受看人在地狱受苦呢？
The reasoning is that because God is love, that he would not be able to put people to hell.
那就是这个就是因为他只是看神的一个部分，他没有了解神也是公义啊。
But this is because they only see one facet of the Lord, and they do not realize that God too is just.
所以按照神的公义，我们不圣洁的人本来就应该灭亡，在罪里面本来就是应该灭亡的。
And so according to the justness of the Lord, those who are not spiritual and holy will be destroyed.
神是赏善罚恶、公义的神。
And God is a God that is righteous and is also just.
所以有天国怎么可能没有地狱呢？
So if there is a heaven, there indeed has to be a hell.
所以我们要常常提醒自己。
And so we need to continue to remind ourselves.
我们一定要是在天国有份的人呢。
That we need to be someone who has a part in heaven.
如果将来是在地狱受苦了，那真的就太凄惨了。
If we spend our eternity in hell, then that is too bitter.
好，所以我们要利用这个神宽容我们的时间，赶紧抓住机会，能够进入神这个国度里。
And so we need to use the time wisely that Jesus has left for us to understand the gospel.
那这个新天地也是我们的盼望，这个叫做活泼的盼望。
And this new heaven and new earth is our hope. This is our living hope.
好，所以这是第四个了哈，第四个他的提醒。
And so this is the fourth reminder of Peter.
我们现在看第三章十四节。
Now let us look at Second Peter chapter 3 verse 14.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然盼望这些事情，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless.
这里说，亲爱的啊，你们应该 应该要殷勤呢。
It says, "Beloved, you should look forward to these things."
殷勤就是
be diligent.
对，要殷勤。他说要殷勤的是怎样，去让自己没有玷污，无可指责。
And what do we have to be diligent in to be found by Him in peace without spots?
也就是说，我们要不断的去追求我们属灵生命的成长成熟。
And what this means is that we need to continue to mature in our faith.
那在彼得后书呢，有一个字眼特别的，就是要殷勤。
And a theme in 2 Peter that is very specific is to being diligent.
我们现在看前书彼得后书第一章，第一章的第五节。
Let us look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节说，正因为这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德性，有了德性要加上知识。
Verse 5, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue to virtue knowledge.
哦，这里也提到说要殷勤啊。要努力了。
Here it also states that we must be diligent.
好，那再看第十节。
Let us turn to verse 10.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
现在我们把现在这个他讲殷勤的事情，把它做个分析哈。
And so now let us study and put to mind the word diligence.
第五节说，因为这个缘故，他的原因，他所讲的就是前面从第三节到第四节里面所讲的内容。
And so the diligence that is mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 is continues on from verse 3 to 4.
哦，就是他说，其实神他给我们这个救恩，已经把生命和敬虔的事情就赐给我们的。第三节讲的。
And verse 3 says that God has given us life and godliness and glory and virtue.
就是说神已经借着救恩让我们知道什么叫做永生，怎么得到。
That through salvation, God has already given us the knowledge of how to receive eternal life.
我们的生命是很特别的。
And our life is very special and precious.
因为这个生命是主耶稣的生命，主耶稣在我们身上活着。
Because this life is the life of Jesus, and Jesus is living within us.
所以我们受洗之后是披戴耶稣基督了。
And so when we are baptized, we are put on with the Jesus Christ is within us.
过去我们已经死了，在罪上死了。
What is in our past, our sins has already died.
我们在耶稣基督里面活过来了。
And in Jesus Christ, we have a new life.
所以我们现在新的生命是为主耶稣活着的。
And so this new life we live after baptism is to live for Jesus Christ.
我们因为借着救恩，我们知道我们生命的意义在哪里了。
And so through our salvation, we understand the purpose of our life.
然后借着救恩，我们知道什么叫敬虔。
And through salvation, we understand what it means to be diligent.
所以前进的是 godliness.
Godliness.
这个前进的事情是我们要怎样过一个圣洁的生活，是跟我们的生活有关系的。
Godliness means is we know how to live a life that is spiritual and godly.
所以不但我们的生命改变，我们的生活方式也不一样。
So not only are our lives changed, but our attitude is different.
都是因为我们认识了这位主耶稣基督。
Because we understand who our Lord Jesus is.
所以主耶稣用他的荣耀跟美德来召我们呢。
And so Jesus has called us by his glory.
他又把很宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们每一个人。
He has given us this precious promise.
哦，那这应许呢，他是为了要让我们可以脱离世上情以来的败坏，然后可以跟神的性情有份。第四节讲的。
And verse 4 says that this precious promise is given to us so that we can partake in his divine nature and escape the corruption of the world.
你看哦，今天我们如果顺服我们自己的情欲过日子，我们就是一定是活在败坏当中的。
And we understand that if we live according to our own will, we are living in the world.
但是主耶稣他现在赐给我们很大的应许，这个借着圣灵来的，借着救恩来的。
But now Jesus has given us a very precious promise according to his salvation.
他的应许就是我们的生命跟神联系在一起的。
His promise is that our lives will be one with the Lord.
透过圣灵，我们可以过一个圣洁的生活，我们可以重新得到力量。
That through the Holy Spirit we can live a holy life and renew ourselves with strength.
这个应许就是我们是天国的人，我们有活泼的盼望，将来可以进神的国度了。
And this promise is that we will one day live in heaven and be partakers with Jesus.
有这样的认识以后，他说我们现在开始要真的去脱离从世上情欲来吧，所以我们不再顺服情欲了。
And in understanding this, we know that we no longer take part in the corruption of the world.
我们要追求跟神的性情有份。
And we need to pursue to have one with God.
也就是说，我们能够活出耶稣基督的形象来。
And what this means is that we can live out the being of Jesus.
因为我们有这个目标，我们要活出耶稣基督的形象。
And because we have this goal.
所以他说，你要分外殷勤。
then that's why it says that we need to be partakers of divine nature and escape the corruption.
目标很清楚, 那个榜样放在我们面前。
And our goal is very clear, and the standard is in front of us.
就是主耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
那我们现在要去追求。
And now we need to pursue that.
所以他说，我们现在的态度就是很认真。 很努力的,
and so that is why our attitude needs to be very hardworking, very diligent.
有了信心, 所以信心是一切的基础。
And the essence of it is our faith.
哦, 所以我们今天来到主耶稣面前, 来到教会, 就是凭着信心来的。
And today we come in front of Jesus Christ to the church because of our faith.
我们的这个信仰, 救恩就是本于信, 以至于信, 从信心开始, 要以信心结束。
And our spiritual life starts with faith, but also ends with faith.
但是在这当中要不断地去追求成长, 要把这个圣经里面讲的这些部分一个一个加上来。
But in between this time, we need to continue to build up our faith and add to it.
所以他说有信心要加上德性。
And so that's why to add to our faith virtue.
所以有德性, 这个信心才是活的。
If we have virtue, then our faith will be living.
就是表示说我们要 要把它活出一个真实的生活来了。
And this means that we need to live a life that is true.
在这个德性上面要加上知识。
To virtue, to add knowledge.
也就是说我们更了解救恩, 更认识耶稣了。
To further understand salvation and understand Jesus.
有了知识要加上节制。
To knowledge, self-control.
那这个节制就是说我们什么事情都有一个程度我们不会 太超过，不会走极端。
Self-control means that we have a limit that in everything we will not go past that line.
我们知道 信主很重要,
we know that it is very important to believe in Jesus.
我们知道来要教会聚会, 要读圣经, 要祷告, 要追求。
We know that it's very important to come to church to pray and to pursue him.
但是我们并不会极端到说我现在什么事情都不要做, 我就是整天读圣经就好了。
But we will not go to the other extreme and say, I will only read the Bible and nothing else.
我们也不会把家里放得不管, 说我一定要去聚会, 说我聚会, 我有聚会啊, 所以我 家庭事情不要可以不要顾啊。
And we will not ignore the matters of our family merely because we need to read the Bible.
不会, 因为我们一定会这样节制。
We will not do this because we have self-control.
对的事也要有程度的, 因为如果对的事没有节制, 也会变成不好。
Even what is right needs to have a limit because if we pass that point, it will become something that is bad.
所以我们不会行义过分啊。
And so we will not be over the limit.
所以有了节制之后呢, 那我们每一件事生活, 我们的生活就很有秩序。
And so to self-control, everything in our life will have perseverance.
有了节制后要加上忍耐。
And after self-control, we have perseverance.
那有忍耐就是我们可以面对各种不同的挑战, 我们心情都不会受影响, 信心都不会 动摇的。
And perseverance means that no matter what kind of trials we encounter, our faith will not be affected.
在受苦当中, 我们还是能够站得住啊。
And in trials, our faith will still stand.
我们还是一样会过敬虔的生活。
And we will still live a life that is godly.
哦, 所以有人要加上前进。
So perseverance must have godliness.
前进就是我们 一直都会抓住耶稣基督，不会去否认耶稣，也不会离弃耶稣的。
Godliness means that we continue to hold on to Jesus Christ, and we will not forsake him.
有了前进之后，要加上爱弟兄的心。
To godliness, brotherly kindness.
然后加上爱众人的心。
And to brotherly kindness, love.
所以最终的就是爱。
And so what it comes down to is love.
那这个就是属灵的追求。
And so this is the pursuit of our faith.
那这些追求要用一个很殷勤的态度来进行啊。
And in pursuing this, we need to have a very intent pursuit.
最后就是要让我们可以真的丰丰富富的进神的国度。
And ultimately, we will be able to enter the kingdom of the Lord.
哦, 所以你看我们今天说要殷勤的去装饰自己, 让我们没有玷污, 无可指责的, 就是说我们的一些缺点一个一个的都可以排除, 能够改掉了。
And so today, with godliness and diligence, we have to let go of all of our bad habits.
那我们最后可以安然见主。
And so for this, in this way, in the very end, we can see God.
In peace.
In peace.
就是说我们现在见主的时候, 有些人是恐惧战惊的。
What this means is some people, will, when they see God, they are not at peace.
我们如果我们对自己没有把握, 我们知道我们如果有一些亏欠, 心里面心虚的时候, 我们看到主耶稣的时候, 真的是, 就是, 希望说主啊, 你就网开一面哦, 让我们这样子, 你不要计较那么多, 那我们就得救了。
If we are not sure of our status or our actions, then we will not be able to encounter the Lord in peace.
但那个时候其实就真的很没有把握, 不知道会怎样了。
And at that point, we do not have any certainty of what will happen.
但是如果我们是安然见主, 我们就知道说, 啊, 主啊, 你所要求我们做的, 我们都做了。
But if we are able to see the Lord, meet him at peace, then we know that we have done everything that we could.
我们真的靠着你的帮助, 尽心尽力的去 爱主，然后去爱人的。
That according to His help that we use, that we were able to love God and man.
所以我们要殷勤的去装饰自己。
And so we need to have diligence to improve ourselves.
将来真的可以安然见主。
That in the end we can meet Him in peace.
所以我们在世这个这段过程，其实就是一个准备的时间呢、啊。
So our life on this earth is a time of preparation.
我们每一个人有一天都要去见主耶稣啊。
And one day, every one of us will meet the Lord.
不知道什么时候，
we don't know
是我们最后一天。
We don't know when our last day will be.
只要我们还活着，我们都有机会。
But as long as we are living, we still have another
chance. 那我们就要殷勤的去追求。
And so we have to have this diligence to pursue Him.
让我们将来不管什么时候来到，我们都能够安然见主耶稣。
So that in the end, no matter when the last day comes, we can meet Him in peace.
这是彼得他的提醒。
And this is the reminder of Peter.
那我们一起来努力。
And let us continue to be very diligent.
那我们能够真的忍耐，能够效法主耶稣基督。
To be able to persevere and have patience to emulate Jesus Christ.
好，我们最后再来看第三章的第十七节。
And lastly, let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落了。
7,
17节。
17. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
这里特别提到说我们要防备了。
And here it says that we must beware.
那防备什么？要防备这些错误的教导，不要被人诱惑了。
What do we have to beware of? We have to beware of false teaching.
如果我们被恶人诱惑了以后，我们就从自己坚固的地步上坠落，这样就是我们在得救的事情上，我们的救恩就失落了。
If we are led away with the error of the wicked, then our own faith will be left astray.
那个时候再来感叹说，哦，都是被什么人骗的，那就太晚了。
And at that point, if we claim to be lied to by some other people, then at that point it is too late.
那个时候再去指责别人都没有用了。
And at that time, if we are blaming other people, that is useless.
所以这里使徒特别提醒我们说，我们要防备。
And so here it specifically states we need to beware.
因为有一些异端在教会散布的哈。
Because there are some false teachers that are within the church.
那这些异端假师傅的这些作为在彼得后书第二章写得很详细。
And these false teachers and false prophets are very clearly stated in 2 Peter chapter 2.
那跟犹大书也很像。
And they are very similar to Judah.
有一些讲法，一些道理，听起来好像很有道理。
And what they speak, the teachings that they proclaim seems to have some basis.
但其实是不合真理的。
But in reality, it is not according to the truth.
那这个就是圣经里面所讲的一些荒谬的话。
And this is what the Bible says to be something, the deviation of the truth.
那这个就是空的了哈。
But these words are empty.
那所以这个假师傅所讲的这些异端的教导，我们要用真理去对照，然后去分辨。
And so the false teaching stated by the false prophets, we need to discern with the truth.
因为当时候其实有很多那个不同的思想在信徒当中散布的。
Because at that time there were many different trains of thought that were within the church.
那这些话呢，我们看一个，我们现在看彼得后书第二章第十八节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 18.
二章十八节说，
verse 18.
他们说虚妄矜夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。
18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error.
这里讲说虚妄矜夸的大话。
Says that their words are great swelling words of emptiness.
那些话就是它是没有圣经根据的，它是不合真理的。
And their words are not according to the truth, according to the Bible.
那其实它是用肉身的情欲跟邪淫的淫乱的事情来引诱那些心不坚固的人或刚信主人不懂道理的人。
they allure those whose faith is not strong, who do not understand the gospel with the lust of the flesh and lewdness.
那这些事情呢，我们 要防备，我们要小心。
And to these things we must beware of.
因为有些人呢，他可以骗人一时，但是其实最后真理都会显明，事实会很清楚的。
Because some people can lie to others for a very short time, but in the end, the truth will appear.
那这些错误呢？如果我们 能够懂得在知识上在恩典上不断的去追求，我们就可以分辨，就不会被迷惑。
And if we are able to pursue our own spirituality, we will be able to discern between false teachings and the truth.
这是为什么彼得后书三章十八节最后彼得告诉我们要在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
And that's why in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, Peter says we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
只要我们不断的去追求认识主耶稣，有一些人呢，我们可以从他的生活去分辨出来的。
As long as we continue to pursue Jesus, we can discern the truth from the other people's lives.
从他所讲的话，然后去印证他所过的生活。
And from his words, we can determine whether they are in line with the life he lives.
然后去看他跟随人所表现出来的这些行为。
And to discern the actions of the people he spends company with.
好，那这样子我们就可以看出，哎，如果是真理的部分，一定是圣洁的，一定是合一的，让众人都觉得很喜乐的。
And in this way, we can realize the truth, will bring joy to everyone.
但是如果是错谬的，最后一定是造成教会分化的。
But if it is false teaching, in the end, it will dissolve the church.
让人顺服情义，最后是落在败坏当中的。
And even though it seems that is right at the time, in the end, it will make other people fall.
让我们的心失落平安的。
And it will make our hearts not be at peace.
让整个教会没有喜乐的。
And the entire church will not.
所以其实我们如果要分辨，如果真的在我们在恩典跟知识上能够追求，我们一定是可以，一定可以看得很清楚，我们的眼睛不会迷糊的。
And so if we can pursue our faith in grace and knowledge, we will be very clear in our eyesight.
好，所以我们要防备。
And so in this way, we need to beware.
这个就是彼得他的书信里面，他特别用亲爱的这样的一个字眼来提醒众人他所要讲的信息。
And this is the message that Peter said to his beloved in his two epistles.
好，所以这几件事情我们要常常提醒自己。
And of these things, we need to continue to remind ourselves.
所以有六件事情。
And so there are six things we must remind ourselves of.
第一件。
The first.
我们要了解我们在地上是寄居的，是做客旅的。
We need to understand that on this earth we are temporary dwellers.
第二件。
The second thing.
我们要了解有火炼的试验临到的时候，不要以为奇怪，要倒要欢喜。
That if we are given trials, that we have to have joy.
第三个
and the third,
我们要纪念主先知的预言，主耶稣基督命令使徒的教训。
We need to remember the commandments of the Lord and the teachings of the prophets.
我们要第四个
and number four,
我们要不可以忘记主耶稣基督他再来是必然的，不要忘记主的时间跟我们人间的时间不一样。
We cannot forget that the timing of the Lord is different from ours and that he will indeed come a second time.
要抓住主耶稣宽容我们的这一段恩典的时期。
To take hold of this time of grace that God has for us.
第五个。
Number five.
我们要殷勤的去追求我们属灵生命的成长。
We need to be very diligent in pursuing the growth of our faith.
让我们将来可以丰丰富富的进神的国。
So that in the end, we can very prosperously enter the heavenly kingdom.
第六个。
And number six.
我们要防备，不要被异端那个错误的教导诱惑而从正道上失落了。
We need to beware so that we do not lose our faith through false prophets and false teachers.
我们要不断的在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上追求长进。
We need to continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord.
那这样子，我们必然可以毫无玷污、无可指责的安然见主。
And in this way, we can meet the Lord and be at peace.
愿主耶稣带领、帮助我们。
May the Lord continue to help us.
继续的从圣经里面去得到提醒。
So that in the Bible, we can continue to receive encouragement.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
325首。
325.